Hey folks, have you heard of cancer-fighting foods? The American Cancer Society discovered diets rich in fruits and vegetables may actually lower your risk of cancer. Think about that for a second. That's really important. Hopefully you hear this and run to the store for 5 servings of fruits and vegetables every day. But if you're like me, you probably don't have the time to do that, right? So maybe you should consider adding Field of Greens to your daily health regimen. Each fruit and veggie in Field of Greens was doctor selected for studied health benefits. There's a heart health group, lungs, kidneys, and metabolism groups, even healthy weight. What your body needs is in each scoop of delicious Field of Greens. I take it every day. Sometimes I put it in a shake. Sometimes I put it in my egg white omelet in the morning. Field of Greens can help prevent, treat, and cure cancer? No, but it can powerfully help you out at your next checkup. Your doctor will notice your improved health or you're going to get your money back. Here's the most amazing thing about it. I started using Field of Greens a year ago. My cholesterol is down, my blood sugar is down, my weight's down, my health is up, my sleeping patterns are better, my metabolism is up. If you want to experience what I've experienced, go check out Field of Greens. Jump into the ring here. You're going to get an enormous benefit. And it's so simple. Single scoop, a couple of seconds, healthy lifestyle all day long. Now, thanks to our good friends at Brickhouse Nutrition, Field of Greens is going to give you a 15% off discount plus free rush shipping. All you got to do is go to fieldofgreens.com and use the promo code JUSTNEWS for your discount. That's promo code JUSTNEWS at fieldofgreens.com. Fieldofgreens.com, promo code JUSTNEWS. Go check it out. And happy Monday. What a big explosive Monday it is. As you know, here at Just the News, we've done a lot of reporting over the last 2 years on what really happened on January 6th. Yes, a lot of bad people did bad things that day, but some of the big theories, some of the big claims that Democrats made about January 6th simply haven't been proven true. In fact, quite the opposite. They've been proven false in many reasons, in many ways. And that's why we've had Congressman Loudermilk on this show and many of the great investigators who've worked on it. And there is now a really significant new revelation. I think it's one of the most important that there is. And that is Congressman Loudermilk, who's been on the show many, many times, released his first report today on what he found on the January 6th review. And he's looked at the security failures. He's confirmed those. He's looked at the intelligence failures. He's confirmed those, the things that we reported a couple of years ago. He's also confirmed that there was Cassidy Hutchinson gave testimony that she quietly changed through errata. He confirmed that in today's report. That's one of many Just the News exclusives that you had. But he's also confirmed that President Trump did, in fact, instruct his staff to get National Guard to the Capitol a few days in advance. A number of as many as 10,000 was discussed. That's a story we broke from the Capitol Police records from Cash Patel and Chris Miller and others. That is corroborated here today. And for the first time, the committee has put out testimony from several White House officials, including and the Secret Service driver who took President Trump to and from the January 6th event at the Ellipse, that directly contradicts, as we've been telling you, this was going to happen, the testimony of the Democrat star witness, Cassidy Hutchinson. When you take the sum total of the report today, you're going to see how much a taxpayer-funded congressional committee misled the public by hiding evidence, hiding exculpatory evidence, conflicting evidence, evidence that did not agree with the findings that the Democrats wanted to create their narrative in America. Now, this repeats a pattern, right? It's what happened in Russia collusion with the Steele dossier. It's what happened with Hunter Biden on the early Ukraine impeachment, and then the laptop allegedly being Russian disinformation when it had already been corroborated by the FBI. It's a long line of very troubling behavior by Democrats using your tax dollars, your authority, the authority that you give Congress, and using it to weaponize information to mislead the American public. That is what really this report today reminds us of. It's a big deal. Now, in a few seconds, I'm going to get into the tricky track details, but let me tell you what's going to happen. Former President Donald Trump, who in many ways, his storylines for January 6th are affirmed by this, the 10,000, he never was going to the Capitol, et cetera, et cetera. All of that is corroborated in this report today. He's going to join us by phone, give his first reaction to what Congressman Barry Loudermilk and the House Administration Subcommittee on Oversight found. Then in the second half, we're going to bring in Cash Patel, because remember, Cash Patel was one of the first people, along with former Defense Secretary Chris Miller, to tell us, hey, the president did, in fact, authorize National Guard troops on the 3rd and 4th of January. And then those weren't provided. They weren't taken because neither the D.C. mayor nor the Nancy Pelosi-led House wanted those troops on site. They were worried about the optics. After he told us that story, there was a lot of people criticizing it. Then we found the Capitol Police records that confirmed that story in a big way. Well, today, the House Administration Committee not only found the records we found, they also found testimony from Tony Ornato, the former Deputy White House Chief of Staff for Operations, who said he attended a meeting with the mayor where 10,000 troops were discussed a few days before January 6th. Imagine if they had taken those troops, how differently history might have turned out on that very fateful day. All right, so President Trump and Kash Patel back to back in the show, but let's get back to what this report by Congressman Barry Loudermilk found. It is no doubt now, according to this report, and it delivers the receipts, it puts out the evidence, the testimonies that were withheld, the documents that were withheld, the interviews that were withheld, the information that was withheld. There's no doubt now that the House Democrat January 6th committee withheld crucial evidence from the public. And that includes the witness interviews like the driver who contradicted star witness Cassidy Hutchinson's claim that President Trump tried to commandeer his presidential SUV and take it to the U.S. Capitol. Remember, that's the sensational claim that the January 6th committee gave credit to in its final report, allowed Cassidy Hutchinson to say that in public. Now, this report makes clear that Cassidy Hutchinson did not mention that episode the first three times she talked to the committee. Only the fourth time did she offer that sudden story. And by the way, nearly all the other witnesses that the committee interviewed about that came to a different story. They contradicted Hutchinson's story, but they didn't make those available to the public. They buried them. They kept them. In some cases, they tried to hide or destroy the records. But it's very important. One of the big moments in this is that the driver of this SUV, the presidential Secret Service driver that day, the guy who was driving what's known as the Beast, well, he testified that he specifically refuted the version of events as recounted by Cassidy Hutchinson. The driver of the SUV testified he did not see him, meaning President Trump, reach for the wheel. He never grabbed the steering wheel. I did not see him, you know, lunge to try to get into the front seat at all. Directly contradicts Cassidy Hutchinson. What makes so amazing about this is that these are people that were actually in the vehicle. Cassidy Hutchinson wasn't in the vehicle. What she knew was hearsay, and the committee didn't allow the American people to adequately judge her truthfulness by putting all this other information out there. Now, another big one. The report also concluded that Trump did, in fact, instruct his staff ahead of January 6, 2021, to offer 10,000 National Guard troops to the Capitol for extra security. And it also concluded that this tragedy could have been prevented if Capitol Police, the Washington, D.C. mayor's office, and congressional leaders better heeded intelligence that was coming in for several weeks before January 6th, that there was going to be violence that day. Remember, that's something we first broke. These are big stories that we broke. Well, the evidence for supporting that is pretty significant, including that on January 3rd, Chris Miller and Chairman Mark Milley of the Joint Chiefs of Staff, they met with President Trump, and they were told by President Trump to activate the D.C. National Guard to support law enforcement. The next day, Ornato said he was in a meeting where Mark Meadows, the Chief of Staff, told Washington, D.C. officials, hey, why don't we give you up to 10,000 National Guard troops? That's what the president wants to do. He wants to make sure that you have enough resources. Ornato's testimony, which, by the way, wasn't put out there in a way that we could learn about it. These are big, significant findings. Likewise, Ornato is a star of this report in many ways because he's also the woman, also the person who says, I know Cassidy Hutchinson said I told her the story about Trump taking the wheel. That didn't happen. I never told that. In fact, the first time I ever heard that claim was when Cassidy Hutchinson said it in a congressional hearing. I never told her that. I didn't know anything about it. And by the way, it's not true. The Secret Service employee said it's not true. White House employees that were involved in the trip that day said it was not true. Yet, for some reason, the Democrat January 6th committee decided to make it true and put it in their report and try to fool the American public. Now we know there's contradictory and conflicting evidence. You can believe whoever's version of events you want, but we were denied a lot of the versions of events that significantly challenged what the Democrat committee did this. And this is what they did in Russia collusion. They gave credence to Christopher Steele, even though they knew it was Hillary Clinton funded and debunked. They gave credence to the idea that the Hunter Biden laptop was Russian disinformation, even though the FBI had already corroborated it was real. They called it a conspiracy theory that Hunter Biden didn't pay money on his taxes. Now he's been charged with that and was going to admit to it at one point if he had gotten the plea deal he wanted. This is a pattern that goes on and on and on and on and on. And it's essential the American people begin to hold people who use your tax dollars, who use your trust, who use the awesome resources of the United States government to create false realities, to create false narratives, to mislead you and I for the purpose of getting politically angry or politically influenced. This on January 6th is the latest in a long line of behavior by, well, by the Democrats and their players in government, both in Congress and in the administrative state. That is what this story is about. All right, we're going to take a quick commercial break. When we come back, former President Donald Trump right after these messages. Angie's List is now Angie, A-N-G-I, the nation's largest home services marketplace. And they're here to help homeowners get all their jobs done well. Angie has helped over 150 million homeowners care for their homes. Whatever your home project is, big or small, indoor or outdoor, come to Angie to connect with and hire skilled professionals to get the job done well. That's what you want, right? I'm thinking about building out my basement in my cabin. I've been perusing Angie, looking for just the right contractor to get it done the way my wife and I want it done. Now, Angie can help you find the best price for your project. Angie lets you request and compare quotes from multiple pros in just a few taps or book services at an upfront price based on local data. Angie has cost guides that tell you what others have paid for similar projects, both nationally and right in your neighborhood. That's important, right? You can do comparative shopping. Get started today at Angie.com. That's A-N-G-I. Or download the app today. The app and the website are free to use. Angie.com or the Angie app. Go check it out today. Folks, if you owe back taxes, fair warning, you're not going to like this. The IRS is mailing millions of pay-up letters. Millions, I say. Then it's up to the 20,000 new IRS enforcement agents to find you. Why the IRS targets you and not millionaires? Well, because millionaires have tax lawyers. You don't. You'll pay up. Plus interest and penalties. You need Tax Network USA, and you need them now. Tax Network USA has brilliant war room strategies to solve your IRS problems quickly and in your favor. Like a preferred direct line to the IRS, they know which agents to deal with and who to avoid. It's not all bad news for you because Tax Network USA learned of a special limited time IRS offer. They're willing to waive $1 billion in penalties if you qualify. So schedule your free confidential consultation to see if you qualify for this limited time IRS penalty canceling offer. To do so, call 1-800-245-6000. That's 1-800-245-6000 or visit tnusa.com/justnews. That's tnusa.com/justnews. All right, folks, welcome back from the commercial break. As promised, the 45th president of the United States, Donald J. Trump, here to react exclusively to the report released today by Chairman Barry Loudermilk, affirming a lot of the things that we were once told were conspiracy theories. Mr. President, great to have you on the show, sir.
Well, thank you very much, John.
I look back now and you see this evidence where the Democrats on the January 6th committee are trying to destroy evidence. They're trying to hide evidence. They're trying to send it somewhere else so that Republicans can't get to the truth. This is an official body of Congress funded by the taxpayers. Your reaction to thinking out, well, what trouble they went to try to keep these truths from the American people?
Well, they actually did destroy evidence and they deleted evidence and they put out a letter like it's a routine thing, and nobody's ever heard of that. If this were just a civil trial, they'd put you in jail for doing that. You're not allowed to do that. And they destroyed evidence, massive amounts of evidence. I heard a lot of the evidence having to do with the fact that Nancy Pelosi didn't want to let the military go there, that she didn't want to let it. That's obviously not a very good narrative for them, to put it mildly. And that stuff is now gone. And the police officers, the sheriff, all this great evidence seems to be destroyed. And they destroyed it because it was bad for them.
Yeah, the good news is a lot of it has been recovered forensically. So that's part of the good news in the report today is that there is some forensic recovery. And then they've located some of the misplaced ones, too. So we're going to get some of that truth. One of them came out today. I think this is so important. You said to me once before on a show of mine, I authorized the National Guard. Kash Patel said it. Chris Miller said it. General Milley said it. Today, and then the Democrats, so that didn't happen today. Absolute proof. Tony Ornato said, I actually sat in a meeting where we offered 10,000 specifically to the District of Columbia. You always authorized those troops, didn't you?
That's true. Always did. Always did.
How frustrating is it?
They could have done them. They didn't like the look. The look. And I thought that, frankly, because I felt the crowd was going to be very big. Everyone was saying I'd be there. You know, I didn't hold the rally. That rally was held. I don't know who. Somebody organized it. And it was the largest rally I believe I've ever spoken before. And I've spoken before some big ones, like on July 4th, etc. I have never seen I believe so many people, and I've had the biggest ones, probably the biggest ones of anyone, and that never gets covered. It never gets covered. They only show some people, a very tiny percentage of the people there at the Capitol. But it's a shame what's happened. What they've done and what they've done to these people is just incredible.
Yeah. One of the lines that's most important in Chairman Loudermilk's report today is says that this attack was a preventable. If police had taken your assistance from the National Guard, if they had acted on the intelligence they had, the tragedy wouldn't happen. I know you take that seriously. You're always trying to make sure the country's safer. What lessons do we need to learn? How do we fix this so that we don't have another mistake like this?
Well, when you have a president who basically, as you know, Nancy Pelosi and I believe the mayor of Washington, D.C., they're in charge of security at the Capitol. It's their call. And when you have a president that offers to put in the military or I would do whatever they would have wanted, it would have been fine, whether it be the National Guard or the military, whatever they wanted would have been fine. And you don't take them up on the offer, and then you blame the president later on because they had a problem. If they would have taken just a small portion of the 10,000 people, I specifically said 10,000. I also use the words, I believe, or more if you need them. But 10,000 is a lot. But if they would have had 500, they would have had no problem. It would have, January, you know, the whole thing would have never, January 6th would never have, you would not know the term. But they didn't do that. They said, no, we don't want them. And very specifically, I haven't read the testimony, but very specifically, they didn't want them under any circumstances.
Yeah. Now that's it. That's what the letter said too. Mayor Bowser actually sent a letter saying, don't you dare send those troops. And
that's right. She actually put it in writing, which people don't like to cover.
Yeah.
They don't like covering my tweets, John. They don't like covering the tweets that I did at the time.
Yeah.
And they don't like my statement that was made in the Rose Garden. I made a statement. It was a beautiful statement about everything. Do you know the January 6th committee didn't even put that statement in? I understand. That's what I hear.
Yeah, it wasn't.
They wouldn't
in the
put
report.
That statement in. Totally exonerating.
I want to ask you a little bit about the pattern here, because going back to 2015, they started Russia collusion, using taxpayer dollars, created a false illusion. Then it was there's nothing wrong with Joe Biden and Hunter Biden until there was. Then there was that laptop is Russian disinformation until it wasn't. Time and again, and now this one, where the January 6th committee put a whole bunch of false storylines into the public using tax dollars, only for us to learn later that it wasn't true. The cycle keeps going on. How do we break that cycle? I know you want to break that cycle. It's very important to you that people get the truth.
I do, but they're sick people. These are really sick people. You know, I talk about the enemy from within and the enemy from without, the enemy on the outside and the enemy on the inside. And I tell you what, in many ways, the enemy on the inside is far more dangerous than China and Russia and all of it. These are really bad people. And actually, they are insurrectionists. When you see things like you've found out today, and over the last couple of weeks, they really are insurrectionists. But we have a very dangerous group of people. They're sick, they're deranged, and you almost say they need help. It's very sad what they do. They're willing to destroy the country. And their policies are so bad. Open borders, high interest rates. I mean, you look at their policies. Who could get elected with open borders where 15 million people have come into our country or whatever the number is? But I'll bet you it's a lot larger than what they're saying. But 15 million people or so could come into our country. By the time he gets out, that will be larger than New York State, that number.
Yeah, it is remarkable.
In my opinion.
Well, that's why you
see. We've allowed New York State. And these are not their finest. Okay, these are not their finest. These people many of them come out of prisons. They come out of mental institutions, insane asylums. You know, crime in Venezuela, somebody told me, is way down.
It's down. There's a poll.
All the gangs
I saw that,
have been shipped into the United States. Yeah. Way down.
Yeah, it's terrible. You mentioned the people who created the illusions and the mistruths. Liz Cheney sat in the meeting, in the interview with the Secret Service driver who said what Cassidy Hutchinson said wasn't true. The president never tried to take the wheel from me, didn't attack me. It didn't happen. To know that she sat there and then allowed this report to come out. I want to get your reaction to her and also to Cassidy Hutchinson, whose story seemed to be falling apart.
Well, the story was false and so ridiculous that I would grab these young, strong guys, sort of indicating around the neck. I don't even know if you'd be able to do it because they have a lot of things in between the drivers and the back, you know, like steel. than various other things. And I would imagine it would be very hard to do. But the whole concept of me doing it, these were made up, fabricated stories, and they got tremendous play. And actually, the good news is reporters didn't, for the most part, believe them, but they did write them. They did write them. Who would think? And, you know, I said, I think let's go down to the Capitol. And the Secret Service very nicely said, sir, really better for you to go back to the White House. It really is. You know, we're not prepared to go down there. And I understood that. And there was no big argument, nothing. But to think that I would start choking out, grabbing the steering wheel. I don't know if that's physically possible because of the, you know, the
barriers,
what's in front of you.
Yeah.
The barrier. But to grab the steering wheel. And I was rebuffed. And then I went for the other guy's neck. I mean, this is crazy. These people, and they make this stuff up. Now, I understand that she's changed a whole lot of her testimony because they found it to be very not credible, to put it nicely.
She filed an errata. Yeah, but made all sorts of changes on an errata sheet, which is very rare for a witness to do.
Massive changes.
Yeah. Yeah, they are big changes.
Right.
Changes in substance.
Because she was concerned. Now, do you have her original testimony and the new testimony?
We have. We've done a lot of reporting on that.
There's a tremendous I heard somebody tell me there's a tremendous difference between what she originally said and the new. And the reason is because it was made up. It was made up.
This report today really highlights the changes. The Chairman Loudermilk, that really highlights the changes. I know you're busy, so I want to turn to just one last thing.
He's doing a fantastic job, by the way. He is doing a fantastic
This is so important. Americans just want the facts. Yeah, they just want the facts. That's what they want. So I know you got to go. I just want to ask one quick question. Today, the Democratic Chairman of the Senate Intelligence Committee uttered these words. Donald Trump was right. And what he was referring to was your policies on China and specifically the early concerns you raised about TikTok. To hear someone on the Democratic side begrudgingly realizing that, hey, the policies we had a few years ago, those were the right ones. Important message going into 2024, no?
Well, I was right. But I will also say at the same time, I think that Facebook might be worse than TikTok. And when you think about it, Zuckerberg is a bad guy who spent $500 million on trying to overturn the election with his boxes, his lock boxes and everything else. And if, you know, a big beneficiary would be Facebook if they do something with TikTok. So I'm right. But Zuckerberg is worse, in my opinion, than what TikTok is doing. So if Zuckerberg is going to benefit because he'll pick up all those customers who don't want to be there.
We're not any better off then, right?
I think you're going to have a very bad situation that you have to decide. I really believe you have to have competition. And I looked at this man spending $500 million on lock boxes. And, you know, if you're a person like you and you spent $5,600 or whatever the term is now, you're not allowed to go over it. And if you go over it by $200, I think Dinesh D'Souza had a problem where they put him in jail over it for a couple of bucks. Here's a guy spent $500 million. And you can imagine the way that money was spread out.
Yeah, we did.
And nothing happens. But think of it. If you spend $200 more, $300 more, they put you in jail. And here's a guy spent $500 million. So I have a real problem with Facebook because I think Facebook is more dangerous and worse, in my opinion, than TikTok.
It's why you started Truth Social, isn't it?
It is why. It is why. And it's why it's doing so well. It's hot.
It's the single largest driver of traffic to Just the News articles on our site now. It's the number one social media referrer to us.
Wow.
So it is a big deal. It's making a big difference in the world.
It's a big deal. It's great. It's doing really good. Yeah, thank you.
Well, sir, it's a great honor. Thank you for giving us this reaction. We wanted to make sure we got it early today. It's such an important story. A great honor, as always, to have you on the show.
Thank you very much. Thank you, John.
Thank you, sir. All right, folks, we'll be back in a few seconds.
Man, that sunset is gorgeous.
Grill, patio, sunset. Hard to get better than that. Unless you're browsing Carvana's inventory while you soak it all in.
Oh, burger time.
So sit back, get comfortable. Carvana's got thousands of cars under $20,000 just waiting for you.
I could stay here forever.
Carvana, where car buying meets comfort meets convenience. Download the app or visit Carvana.com today.
CarMax is putting peace of mind back in car shopping by putting you in the driver's seat to find a ride that's right for you. Because at CarMax, we believe you shouldn't just settle for a car. You should love your car. That's why every car we sell is CarMax certified quality, so you can be sure with upfront pricing that's the same for every customer. So don't settle. Find love at first drive and start shopping now at CarMax.com. CarMax, the way car buying should be.
All right, folks, welcome back from the commercial break. As I mentioned at the top of the show, one of the big findings in this Loudermilk report today, the truth about what happened on January 6th, is an affirmation of something you first heard on the show more than 2 years ago, almost 3 years ago. Now, it's hard to believe. Kash Patel came on and told us President Trump did, in fact, authorize the use of National Guard way before January 6th. He was worried that the District of Columbia and the Capitol Police have the resources they needed, and he was turned down. And a number was given to us. 10,000 is the number. Well, the January 6th Democrat Committee, they poo-pooed that. They said that wasn't true. We heard all sorts of things. Well, guess what? Today, Barry Loudermilk delivered. It is true. And I never doubted it because it came from our next guest, Kash Patel, who's always told us a straight story. Kash, great to have you on the show today.
John, great to be with you. Thanks.
I know you knew all along this is true because you eyewitnessed it. You saw it. You were in the meetings. You carried out the instruction. But to see someone like a Tony Ornato come out and say, I was on a phone call. We offered 10,000. The committee confirms that earlier story that Chris Miller told us about Chris Miller and Mark Milley. Your thoughts when you realize that somebody was hiding the evidence that would have backed up your story for a long time. They were hiding it.
Yeah, that somebody was Liz Cheney and the January Unselect Committee who wanted to bury the truth because of a political narrative they wanted to advance. Just like the FBI and the fake news during Russiagate, who went to a secret court and withheld exculpatory evidence to unlawfully surveil Donald Trump, the committee pulled that trick out of the bag to try to seize a political victory and rob America of the truth. I was in the Oval Office with the president and the SecDef and the chief of staff. I testified to this before the January 6th committee, first one subpoenaed, and also before grand juries and on your show and everywhere else that President Trump authorized 10,000 plus National Guardsmen and women days before January 6th, and Nancy Pelosi and Bowser shut it down. I gave the committee the receipts, Bowser's letter, Pelosi's refusal in their own written word, and they spent 3 years lying, just like they did with Russiagate. And an apolitical officer, Tony Ornato, here's a kicker, John, testified 2 years ago to the committee that this was the truth.
By the way, he also contradicts Cassidy Hutchins' crazy story about President commandeering the beast. This is a pattern. You just said it. It goes back to Russia collusion. But the critics of Donald Trump in the deep state, in the FBI, in the Justice Department, in the Congress, in the Democratic Party, in the House January 6th Committee, they use taxpayer dollars to create false narratives, false illusions to us. How do we stop that? How do we create a penalty that so that the future, someone says, it's just not worth me doing that?
By taking the truth and making it the anvil and dropping it on the head of the deep state like we are doing in slow bits every day with your great show over these last years. That is the only way. By putting out an op-ed, which just released, John, I'm happy to announce, on this very situation.
Wow. Tell us about it.
Yeah. Just what we're talking about. I was in the room. It's now been corroborated, and Cheney and the entire committee, like you said, used taxpayer dollars, weaponized Congress to rob you of the truth and alter your decision at the election because they don't like one political candidate. And they're going to do it to you again. And John, your question is critical. How do we prevent it? We have to go out there and tell everyone, look, whether it's Jan 6, Russiagate, Hunter Biden's laptop, 51 Intel letter, and so many things in between, we are just on the mission of the truth. And we want a commander in chief who's going to secure this nation and return our uniform system of justice. To me, that's Donald Trump. And we're winning people over by droves. I think this is as big of a moment as when we broke that the FBI lied to a federal court and Hillary Clinton campaign paid for the seal dossier. I truly believe that. This might be bigger.
Yeah, there's so many different parts of the January 6th committee that were either misleading or outright wrong. And you know, it's one thing if they had done a sloppy investigation and they hadn't found the stuff, right? They overlooked. But here they got it in their hands and they're actually trying to get rid of it, right? They're trying to make sure, oh, we can't give this to the Republicans, but they'll know the truth. We can't let it happen. It's really pretty remarkable that it has gone on this long without any consequence to Benny Thompson or Liz Cheney or any of the others who engaged in this mirage, because they created a mirage and it's just simply not true. It's good to see. I understand the New York Times has a story out. The mainstream media is starting to cover this. This is kind of a big moment for the media to also get right and say, hey, we got snookered by these people, right?
Well, the media knew, John, and you know that. Whether it's the New York Times, the mainstream media, the fake news, whatever name you want to give them, we gave them the truth. We gave them the receipts. We gave them my testimony and three others under oath of cabinet secretaries saying the same thing. And they still rob the American people of the truth. So they can print all the retractions they want. And Liz Cheney's out there screaming on social media, name-calling individuals. That's when you know you've won, John. They don't have the truth anymore, so the personal attacks start. They've crucified me for 3 years or 5 years now. I don't care. The mission for the American people is the truth. You want to come after me with more lies, go ahead. I have not been knocked down yet, and I will not get knocked down going into the lead-up to November.
When you first came to me, one of the things I had in my possession was this timeline that the Capitol Police had done for themselves internally. They didn't make it public. It wasn't part of the Inspector General. But it basically said January 3rd, the Trump administration calls the Capitol Police and says, don't you want National Guard troops? If so, make your request now. The offer was always made. And yet so many of the news media and the Democratic establishment and the deep state wouldn't acknowledge truth that was sitting on paper in a government document. But you were always right. There was never a doubt about it.
One salient fact for everybody out there, all the naysayers still left. If Donald Trump did not authorize the National Guard days in advance, how is it that my DOD senior officials were dispatched to Bowser's office and Pelosi and the Capitol Police with an authorization of the National Guard men and women, and they turned it down? It is factually and legally impossible for Donald Trump not to have made that authorization and then turn it down.
Yeah, you couldn't send it if the president hadn't authorized it. And by the way, Mark Milley's no friend of the president. He says it happened too. I mean, it's just so insane what they tried to get away with. There's another element in this, and I know you've struggled with this because I know you always am worried about making sure that all of our great institutions in government are protected. This report says two things. One, that January 6th was preventable. It's something you and I have talked about many times, something that Chief Sund and many others have said. Barry Loudermilk has said it. But it also says another thing. The Capitol, because so much of this was swept under the rug, is no more safer today than it was on January 5th. That is a very alarming statement from an official body of Congress that we haven't learned anything yet from this.
And it also shows you that the people that were in charge, the Democrats, didn't actually care about the protection. They cared about the political image. I was there when Pelosi and Bowser and everybody else started calling us frantically on the afternoon of January 6th, now demanding the National Guard. And we said, with all due respect, ladies, we need your request for the National Guard because the law and the Constitution of the U.S. Supreme Court requires it. And once given, I just want to note this, once given, Donald Trump's Department of Defense deployed the military in its fastest capacity since World War II, and the largest in employment of the military in D.C. since the Civil War. And Biden's inspector general found that Donald Trump's DOD on the day of January 6th did not delay and did not obstruct and acted swiftly in relation to the deployment of the National Guard. That's not Trump's DOD inspector general. It's Biden's report.
Oh, that's right. I mean, these are big, big things. And I think history will look back at this period of time, maybe 2015 to probably 2025, a 10-year window where truth was constantly subjected to a political whim of Democrats and their friends in the media, their friends in the government. And the only losers were the American people. Now, the good part is persistence from people like you, courage from people like you, and for Congressman Loudermilk, who isn't even popular in his own party for doing this, really important. If it weren't for you and Chairman Loudermilk and a few other select people, we would have never known that Rodney Davis, who started the process back in 2022, courage matters. And stubborn truth tellers like you ultimately get us the truth, which I think is important. Hey, I want to turn to one other thing, because you and I have been called a conspiracy theorist a time or two. We've turned out over time to be right almost every time, right? But I couldn't believe it this weekend when David Weiss decided to call Hunter Biden a conspiracy theorist, saying, we didn't charge you because Donald Trump wanted you. Your dad's in charge. Merrick Garland's in charge. And oh, by the way, you didn't get right after you were sober. So you can't blame your drug use. You were still cheating on your taxes 2 years after you got sober. A pretty strong pushback under the color of government. But there's an irony in calling Hunter Biden a conspiracy theorist out of all the times he called all of us that. Your thoughts on that pretty fun following this weekend?
I think it's because of courageous reporting like yourself, John, exposing the two-tier system of justice and its weaponization, like we were talking about here on DOD and Congress. that Garland has created this alternate system of justice. And we, over the course of the reporting, forced them to indict Hunter Biden for the criminal conduct that he actually committed. We forced it on them, and now they are backtracking by slowly revealing the truth. And I think we're going to get more, not just from the January 6th committee's burying of innocence, of evidence of innocence, but we're going to get way more from Weiss and the DOJ on Hunter Biden, because we have forced their hand on the truth. It's a sad day when we, the private citizenry, have to correct our Department of Justice. But that's where we are right now, John. And we got to keep going until we remove these government gangsters like Garland and Ray and everybody else ruining our system of justice.
From the time I got to first meet you in 2017 and 18, and I've watched you in action over the years, Cash, and you are remarkable. First off, you're a very good storyteller. When you take your facts, you make complex things understandable. You get to the reason why people who are busy should care about it. Whether it was Russia collusion, which you really helped reverse with Devin Nunes and the great team you had there, and then the Ukraine impeachment, and then all the things that went on in the Trump administration that were lied about to Hunter Biden today. One of the things that makes you so powerful, you always stick the facts. I'm a journalist. A lot of times people tell me, so I'm like, all right, how are you going to back that up? You always back it up. In fact, you never say something unless you got the backup for it. And I've been so grateful in the years that we've tried to, it's hard as a journalist in this environment to sort some of this crap out, but you have always led with facts. And I will say that that has been such a very important contribution to not just me and my reporting, but to the whole country. You are a truth teller in an era where there aren't many good ones.
No, you're too kind, John. And thanks for your courageous reporting. And thanks not for taking the political bait like the mainstream media, who just want the headlines to bury their opponents. Thanks for putting the truth out. We're never going to stop.
That's all the American people want. Just give us the facts. We'll figure it out. And the Democrats have spent a lot of time trying to hide the facts from them. But I think that game of keep away is, well, the whistle's getting blown on it now.
I think you're right. And it's the beginning of the end for the deep state.
Yeah, I think so. I think their game is up. People are getting tired of it. The boy that cried wolf phenomenon is a real phenomenon in society. And I think we're in that moment where they're like, we're not falling for this anymore. So Cash, what a great honor to have you on. I know you're going to join us on the TV show as well. As always, you help us sort these things out and get us to the truth. That is a great thing. We're grateful for.
Thank you, my friend. And we'll see you soon.
All right, folks, we're going to take a quick commercial break. We'll be right back to wrap things up right after these messages.
The comfort of your favorite seat is now your comfy car selling command center, thanks to Carvana.
It doesn't get any better than this.
Your favorite seat's the best spot in the house. Make it even better by entering your license plate or VIN and getting a real offer in minutes.
There really is no place like home.
And speaking of home, Carvana will pick up your car from yours after you finalize your offer. Visit Carvana.com or download the app and sell your car from your comfy place.
Worried about letting someone else pick out the perfect avocado for your perfect impress-them-on-the-third-date guacamole? Well, good thing Instacart shoppers are as picky as you are. They find ripe avocados like it's their guac on the line. They are milk expiration date detectives. They bag eggs like the 12 precious pieces of cargo they are. So let Instacart shoppers overthink your groceries so that you can overthink what you'll wear on that third date. Download the Instacart app today to get free delivery on your first three orders, while supplies last. Minimum $10 per order. Additional terms apply.
All right, folks, that wraps up today's edition of John Solomon Reports, a podcast from Just the News. A big thank you to President Trump and as well as Cash Patel for walking us through these very important moments in this report. We're going to have Barry Loudermilk on the show in the next couple of days. That's a big deal. Quickly, I want to shout out a couple of good friends that we have today. First off, Alliance Defending Freedom. You know, our God-given freedoms are facing these tough attacks, right? From all different corners, from politicians and from educators, from elitists in the media, and from the courts, lawsuits. Well, Alliance Defending Freedom has been defending your rights for 30 years and winning. Now they're involved in two critical cases before the Supreme Court. That's important. They're suing FDA for endangering the health and safety of women and girls. And in the second case, they're assisting the state of Idaho in its abortion restriction law. They need your help. With your best gift, you courageously can join ADF in fighting these critical Supreme Court cases against government lawlessness and to help defend our cherished freedom, something that is under assault a lot. If you want to help, go to joinadf.org/John. That's ADF.org/John to give now. Any help is appreciated. We'd like to raise $5,000 for ADF's efforts by the end of this month. So join in. Join me in kicking some money. Now, another good thing that I'm really super excited about, Hillsdale College. You know how good they are, right? They've got a new course by Victor Davis Hanson, and I recommend that you go take it. It's entitled American Citizenship and Its Decline. Victor Davis Hanson, a fellow podcaster with me here at Just the News, one of the greatest historians, one of the greatest academics, one of the greatest conservative thought leaders America has ever produced. He's got an 8-lecture course, and in it, he explores the history of citizenship in the West and the threats it faces today. Threats like the erosion of the middle class, the disappearance of our borders, the growth of an unaccountable administrative state and government, and the rise of globalism. The course is self-paced. You can take it whenever and wherever you want. You start it, and it's free. All you got to do to take this free course called American Citizenship and Its Decline with Victor Davis Hanson is go to hillsdale.edu/justnews. That's hillsdale.edu/justnews to start. It's free. It's easy. So go get started today at hillsdale.edu/justnews. All right, folks, that wraps up another edition of John Solomon Reports. We'll be back tomorrow with more news on this January 6th report, and we got some new Hunter Biden stories coming around the corner. Until then, God bless you and have a great night. Hey, folks, can your IRA or 401k stand up to the next financial crisis that our top economists are saying is right at our doorstep? By allocating a percentage of your retirement into physical gold and silver with a tax-free rollover, you can diversify and safeguard your holdings from a turbulent market and economic downturns. All you got to do is put your IRA back on the gold standard. With a multi-trillion dollar trade deficit and ongoing geopolitical instability, experts say now is the time to make the switch. Find out how to safeguard your assets with a tax-free rollover with a Genesis Gold IRA, the only IRA that can hold physical precious metals. Protect your retirement today with one simple phone call and receive your free gold and silver guide from my good friends at Genesis Gold. To do that, call Genesis Gold Group today at 800-200-GOLD. That's 800-200-GOLD. And find out how you can add precious metals to your IRA. One more time, let me give you the number. It's 800-200-4653. 800-200-4653 or gold, or visit them at genesisgoldgroup.com. Genesis Gold, welcome to the John Solomon Just the News family. At Just the News, we break the stories others in the media ignore or are too afraid to tell. We did it on Russia collusion, Hunter Biden, and the security and intelligence failures that preceded January 6th. Our stories have real impact and reach because we stick to the facts. I'm John Solomon. You can help me expand our honest, unvarnished, and unbiased reporting by becoming a premium member at Just the News. You'll get an ad-free experience and exclusive member-only access to events, and you'll be helping us dig up more truth. Join today at justthenews.com/subscribe.